Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly rule deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower, Saturday. Related verses, Ephesians 3:16-17, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his spirit into the inner man. That Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. 2 Peter 1:5-11. And for this reason also, adding all diligence, supply bountifully in your faith virtue, and in virtue knowledge, and in knowledge self-control, and in self-control endurance, and in endurance godliness. And in godliness, brotherly love, and in brotherly love, love. For these things existing in you and abounding constitute you neither idle nor unfruitful unto the full knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he in whom these things are not present is blind, being short-sighted, having forgotten the cleansing of his past sins. Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble. For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly and bountifully supplied to you. Related reading. The Bible tells us that God is working in us and that Christ is living in us. However, the Bible uses a very striking term, build, to denote God's work in us. Christ making his home in our hearts involves building. If we would make a home, we must first build a house. To make a home implies being settled in a particular place. However, if we would be settled, we must have a house. The words that Christ may make his home are a strong indication that he is doing a work of building in us. Christ is building a home in our inner being. In John 14:23, the Lord Jesus said, "If anyone loves me, my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him." The words "make an abode" in this verse equal "make his home in." Ephesians 3:17. The triune God has come into us to do a building work with himself as the element and also with something from us as the material. The word concerning building in these verses implies that God's building himself in Christ into us has very much to do with what we are. In the parable of the sower in Matthew 13, the seed, divinity, is sown into the soil, humanity, to grow with the nutrients in the soil. This seed grows with itself and the nutrients in the soil. The produce is a composition of elements from both the seed and the soil. Here we see an important spiritual principle. In order to grow, the seed must be sown into good soil. We have within us certain nutrients created by God as a preparation for his coming into us to grow in us. God has created the human spirit with the human nutrients. The seed that has been sown into us is Christ as the embodiment of the triune God. The rate at which the seed grows within us depends on the nutrients afforded by us. The more nutrients we supply, the faster the seed will grow, and the more it will flourish. According to the Bible, growth equals building. The Lord Jesus declared, "I will build my church." This building takes place by the growth of the divine seed within us. The triune God, the source of life, has sown himself in Christ as a seed into our being. Once the seed comes into us, it meets something within us, our spiritual nutrients, and it begins to grow. Matthew 13 indicates that only the good soil affords the adequate nutrients for the growth of the divine seed. Since God's building himself in Christ into us depends not only on himself as the element, but also on the nutrients supplied by us, we need to be strengthened into our inner man. If we are strengthened into our inner man, and if we pay attention to our spirit and exercise our spirit, the nutrients will be supplied. Then Christ will make his home in our inner being. In Ephesians 3, Paul prayed that the Father would strengthen us with power through his spirit into our inner man. This power, referred to in Ephesians 1:19 through 22, is the power that raised Christ from the dead, seated Christ at the right hand of God in the heavenlies, subjected all things under Christ's feet, and gave Christ to be head over all things to the church. Such power operates in us, and with it God strengthens us for his building. The Spirit through whom God strengthens us is the consummation of the processed triune God. On the one hand, God strengthens us with himself as the element, and on the other hand, we afford the nutrients. Through these two, God in Christ carries out his intrinsic building, the building of his home in our entire being.